Can you spare a little change? So I want to look at that, and I want to really what I'm asking when I'm asking you, can you spare a little change? I'm not asking you for money. I'm asking you if you can give up a little bit of yourself and have a little bit of change in your life. Can you, can I, can we spare to change a little bit? Mark chapter 14, verse 20 is our text. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they had heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And so Jesus tells us the kingdom of God is like someone that goes and plants seed in the ground. We also see that that seed is the word, because the sower sows the word. And we're like a garden, and different things are in that garden. You see, the seed is the word. The seed is the word that we hear. The seed is the word that we think about. The seed is the word that we act upon. But mainly, we're sowing seed every day in our own lives, with things that we speak, with things, with our attitudes, with our perceptions, with our beliefs. We're sowing seeds into our own garden. Luke tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So can you spare a little change in the type of seeds that you are planting? Not only in your own lives, but in the lives of everybody that's around us. You have to decide to plant the right kind of seeds in the garden of your life. So my challenge to you today is going to be this. Can you spare a little change in the type of seed that you're planting in the garden of your own heart? Instead of saying, man, I tell you, I feel so lost, and I feel so alone, and I just feel like I there's no help on the horizon. You can plant that kind of seed, and it will take root, and it will grow, and you will see the fruit of that in your life. Or you can say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Plant that kind of a seed and see what happens. Where do those seeds come from? You say, well, they come from the Bible that I'm quoting, but no, not really. Because really, this book only really becomes alive. This is like a seed. And when does a seed become alive? When it's planted, right? And where is it supposed to be planted? In our hearts. Tomorrow, when you're out and you're given an opportunity to see things one way, to harbor a thought one way, to have a sense and a feeling one way, can you spare a little change in how you react to that and plant that kind of a seed rather than the other type of seed? Can you do that? Nice thing about when you're tending the garden of your own life is that you will never do it alone. He is with you. It's a lot of work, but you're not alone. You see, from the Garden of Eden to the Garden of Gethsemane to the garden of your own life, God wants to meet with you. He wants to be part of you, part of your life, part of your opportunity, part of your possibility, part of who you are. So my challenge is not to focus on you, focus on him. Not to focus on the present, focus on the possibility. Not to focus on the dark, to focus on the light. Not to focus on the problems, to focus on the solutions. You have to believe. You have to see the possibility of your life, and you have to tend that garden. And if you do, you'll see amazing results. So in closing, can you spare a little change in what you go out and do tomorrow?